this attack has taken place during as part of an escalation of attacks on Israel by various Palestinian organizations. In the last several days, about 80 mortar shells and rockets have hit Israeli civilian towns fired from Gaza. Major rockets have been fired at the Israeli city of Beersheba. I spoke to my daughter, who was a student in Beersheba, who was in a bomb shelter, and could hear the rockets exploding quite loudly. Just over a week ago, an Israeli family in a community in the northern West Bank, an entire family, two parents and three young children, were brutally stabbed to death. And meanwhile, arms supplies to Hamas in Gaza, to Hezbollah in Lebanon, from Iran and Syria have also been escalating.
Do you believe that this is a joint effort, or is there some specific organization, one specific organization behind this, or is this a confluence of events?
I think that it's a confluence of events, because the organization that took responsibility for the murder of the family belonged actually to the Al-Fatah faction that controls the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. The organization firing the rockets is Hamas. The two organizations are actually at loggerheads. But what there is an atmosphere of hatred and incitement against Israel, and an atmosphere in which Palestinians who have committed acts of terror against Israel are being honored by Palestinian authorities.
What do you make of the way in which this particular incident took place? What we've had happening in the years leading up to this, and I believe this is the first time in quite a while something like this has happened, there were always suicide attacks, but this was a different kind of attack. What do you make of that?
Well, this is the first bombing attack we've had in Jerusalem in 7 years, and our security forces have done an excellent job of keeping suicide bombers at bay, as have the security fence that we've erected to keep suicide bombers out of our neighborhoods. There have been in the past this type of roadside bomb. It's not all that different than the type of bombs that caused great casualties among American service people in Afghanistan and in Iraq. A homemade bomb, but the homemade bombs can be very, very lethal, as we found out. And this doesn't rule out other forms of terror. Firing a rocket at a neighborhood or at a university campus is every bit an act of terror as a suicide bomber.
Michael Oren is the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.